company. Always on the run. Destiny.
Check it, 6.5 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. Pedro Fernandez, of course. In the studio with me is Assyrian Pete. He'll be in the other room. He's running the controls here. And, of course, from the City of Angels, my co-host, Zach Attack Young. And tonight, we're going to talk March Madness and how Kentucky almost, they almost lost. They came up real close. A couple of free throws, folks, saved their butts. I'm talking about, of course, Kentucky going on to win the national championship. And I kept saying it will be nobody but Kentucky. Well, guess what? Kentucky played poorly today. Their coach admitted it. John Calipari, he admits it, and I believe it. And we'll talk about that in detail. March Madness in detail. The Cactus League, the Grapefruit, the NBA, combat sports. And, Zach, was there some boxing on TV tonight?
Yeah, we had boxing on Showtime. We had Jermell Charlo versus Vanis Matarosyan in the co-main. And we had Gary Russell Jr. versus Johnny Gonzalez in the main. So we're going to discuss that later this evening.
In hour number two, we're going to talk WrestleMania. We're also going to talk some college basketball. Talk about Dean Smith, the great coach that he is. And, of course, we'll talk about another great coach in Herb McGee, the Philadelphia coach. Straight up, we'll talk a little college basketball in hour number two, as well as WrestleMania. WrestleMania 31 on the line. In fact, Dominic Jimenez is going to WrestleMania 31 down there in Santa Clara, California. And I got one thing to say. How the hell can somebody pay $5,000 to go to a fake fight? You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, a plethora of internet platforms, of course, live at sportsbyline.com. Open phone lines coast to coast, and it's toll-free. What I mean by that is it won't cost you a dime, cheapskate. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. Believe me, I drink Alchemy Water. That's right, Alchemy Water, 7 days a week. It is my drink of choice. And the bottom line is it's refreshing. It takes care of me. It's got some good stuff in it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think I feel a little bit better after workouts than I did before workouts. Without Alchemy Water. I'm not trying to say it's the greatest stuff in the world, but for me, it works. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Okay, so we're talking combat sports. Let's go to the world of boxing first. In his first defense, of course, the unbeaten IBF welterweight title holder, Kell Brook. Fantastic fighter, 34-0, now 23 KOs. Knocked out a hobo by the name of JoJo Dan. Actually, he wasn't a hobo. He was 34-2 coming in with like 18 knockouts, but as far as in comparison to the unbeaten Kell, good Lord, I think Kell Brook is probably the best welterweight in the world right now. Maybe Zach Attack Young will have an opinion on that in just a second. But, of course, he knocked Dan down four times. And, of course, he called out Amir Khan, and that would be the biggest fight in all of England right now. Kell Brook and Amir Khan battling it out for the welterweight championship. Of course, Amir Khan looking to add titles to his legacy. He's got a legacy. He's a popular guy. He's got over 1 million likes on Facebook. I mean, he's the guy. Twitter, Mr. Tweet, you name it, he's got it going on. Of course, he's got the country of England, the entire United Kingdom, and him and Kell Brook together, they can make the biggest fight, I think, in the history of the country. And, of course, there's been some great heavyweight fights over there, and Tyson Fury is going to have to fight Vladimir Klitschko over there later this year probably. So, straight up, some big fights coming over in the UK. Now, we switch continents. We come to the United States, and Zach Attack Young in that Showtime main event tonight. Johnny Gonzalez was just too slow for Gary Russell, huh?
Yeah, he was. I mean, it was definitely a speed disparity, and that's what Russell kept saying going into the fight, that he wasn't going to be able to handle his speed, and I guess he was right, but I thought Russell also showed some impressive power, although Johnny Gonzalez isn't really known to take the best shot.
No, he's not known to say, but you know what? He's an overachiever. I mean, the guy knocked out Abner Maris in a fight that he wasn't supposed to win a couple of years ago, okay? Exposed Maris as maybe his glass jaw, but he hit him with a pretty good left hook, and it was lights out from that point forward. So he had a couple of defenses. He made a lot of money. I think he made more money than his talent warrants. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I was watching a British broadcast of it, and they kept calling him a blue-collar fighter and all this stuff, you know, like... He's not really impressive if you watch him, but he's had over 20 title fights, so he definitely had the experience advantage going in, but at the end of the day, he didn't have the talent advantage.
Man, he was slow. I mean, slow like as molasses, folks. Like you know, listening to a record player like at 78, but it's only going 33. 57-9, 48 KOs. Johnny Gonzalez, the guy whose parents couldn't spell, J-H-O-N-N-Y. They said it was an accident on the birth certificate, and afterwards they couldn't change it. Gary Russell now 26-1, of course, that lone loss to Vasyl Lomachenko, the current WBO champion, of course, the former two-time Olympian, 26-1, 15 KOs. Some old-timers coming back, Zach. Guess who? Donovan Razor Ruddock came back. Oh, no. He fought in Canada. He's from Canada. But he knocked out a guy by the name of Raymond Awalali. It was 10-6 coming in. Obviously left 10-7, one draw. Now he's got to be 51 years old now. Ruddock now 39-5-1. In 1995, I called one of the best heavyweight fights in his career, and as far as Tommy the Duke Morrison was concerned. In June of 1995, Bert Sugar and I called the international television in that fight in Kansas City. It was a hell of a fight. And I'll never forget dropping the four-letter word when the knockdown came in the fifth round. The Razor Ruddock gets knocked down by Tommy Morrison, and I yelled, S.H., you know what? straight up all around the world, 160 countries. And people on in Australia, they still needle me about it. I still get an email once in a while from Australia talking about that. And, of course, Roy Jones on the comeback trail. Is he on the comeback trail? I don't think he ever quit. 61-8, 44 KOs. Last time I saw him lose, I think he lost to Ledebev, where Ledebev almost killed him over there across the pond. He wants to fight Marco Huck now for the WBO title at 200 pounds. He's out of his mind. Roy Jones should be arrested for impersonating Roy Jones, Zach.
I know. At this point, it's just so sad that he's continuing on. I mean, at one point, he was considered the best fighter in the world for a few years. So to think how far he's fallen now, he had a string of knockout losses, and now he's fighting overseas. He was never fighting overseas in his prime.
No, he wouldn't go over there and fight Darius Michalewski when he could have sold out a soccer stadium in Germany with 40,000 people. He wouldn't go across the pond. And, of course, he based that on the fact that he got burned in the 1988 Olympics over in Seoul, Korea, when that Korean won the gold medal over him. Of course, he got the MVP of the Olympics, and it was a terrible, terrible decision. But Roy didn't fight on the road until he had to go on the road. And, of course, Roy Jones now, he's got to be, like, close to 50 years old. And, you know, I'll give him props, though. He still does great TV and analyst for HBO. He's great.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his commentary. I think it would be interesting to see him and Hopkins on a commentary team together. Bernard Hopkins is pretty good at analyzing fights as well.
Too much ego in the room for that one, Zach. They're lucky they can fit your and my ego in the same room with Syrian Pete. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao looking sharp in workouts, of course. May the 2nd is the big fight between he and Floyd Mayweather. No press conferences for this fight. They're just coming off and saying, you know what, we're going to do it. Mayweather Promotions at Top Rank. Are going to co-promote this. Of course, HBO is going to distribute it as well as Showtime. Are they both going to have cable channels, one HBO pay-per-view and one Showtime pay-per-view, or are they going to just have one channel and then split the cost? Do you know what's happening there?
I think that they're both going to broadcast it or something. That's the impression that I was getting.
So they both broadcast the fight, and whoever wins, if HBO's fighter wins, Manny Pacquiao, they are the replay. And if Showtime's fighter wins, Mayweather, they are the replay, like the old Tyson-Lennox Lewis thing from many years ago, right?
I believe that's what they did, but I know that was kind of a point of contention for HBO, which kind of tells you about their confidence in Pacquiao winning. They didn't want to go that route. I think they did eventually agree to it, but they were fighting with Showtime for that because I don't think that they were that confident in Pacquiao taking home the victory.
Hey, wait, I wasn't done with the old-timers yet, folks. Shannon Briggs, who appeared on the show about 25 years ago. I kid you not. He was like a kid. He was swimming at the Jewish Community Center in Newark, New Jersey, and I got him out of the pool for an interview, and he was like 17 or 18 years old. Now he's got to be close to 90. Anyway, 58-6-1, 51 KOs, a first-round knockout winner over Zafari Petrinov, who came in at 51 and left at 51-22. Obviously, a very guy accustomed to losing. That was Friday night at the Hotel Swartz in Panama City, Panama. So I guess that does it for all the old guys. What's happening in MMA? What's the next big event? And is it true? Is it true? GSP, George St. Pierre, coming back in August. Have you heard that?
I've heard that. I'm not sure if we can really say that's a for sure thing that's going to happen, but it would be nice. It would be interesting to see. I think that he still has some left, so it would be cool to see what he could do in the division at this point.
Let him and Johnny Hendricks duke it out. I think a third time. There's what's up. I know you thought Johnny Hendricks beat Robbie Lawler, but Robbie Lawler's a champion right now. But I don't see GSP going after Robbie Lawler. Of course, GSP's one of these guys that's saying everybody in the UFC is on steroids. He's implied that, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has implied that. And I mean, he has tried to push for stricter testing. And I mean, I don't know what to make of it, but Johnny Hendricks wasn't really going for that testing when he was trying to push it for their fight.
Good enough, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. Wait, that back. Around the world on the internet. That's right. You can be hearing me in Istanbul. I've got an email from Turkey a few weeks ago. A guy was hot because I capped on Amir Khan. Amir Khan is from Pakistan. He's not from Turkey, folks. But the bottom line is, I guess, there's a lot of Turkish fans of Amir Khan. But you can send us emails. You can check us out on the web. You can do our Twitter thing. The Twitter thing is Sports Byline USA. @ Sports Byline USA. Of course, that's the Twitter thing. You give us a call on the toll-free at 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to talk NBA, March Madness, all this basketball, this hoop stuff. We're going hoop crazy on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America with the Taco Man.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
This is your Sports Byline Sports Update. Of course, NCAA basketball going absolutely crazy tonight. Kentucky a win over Notre Dame, 66-64. John Calipari, the coach of the Wildcats, not all that happy. He said his team played poorly. To bring in my two cohorts here, I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. First, we'll go with Dominic. Did Kentucky play poorly, Dominic, or what?
Yes, by Kentucky standards, it was definitely poor. Notre Dame brought everything they had and gave Kentucky quite a run for their money. Andrew Harrison had two big free throws down the stretch, and Kentucky held on.
Zach Attack Young, you know, I've been saying it's all about Kentucky, but tonight it was almost Notre Dame, and if not for a couple of free throws, you know, it might be Notre Dame. Is Kentucky going to romp now, or are they going to be? Are they assured the world title? Have they taken care of their toughest challenge?
Well, in a way, I think this could be kind of a blessing in disguise for Kentucky, because now they, I think that after winning so many games in a row, they got to a point where they thought they couldn't be beaten. And tonight they faced that. They were on the verge of being beaten, and they easily could have lost that game. So I think at this point, it's actually kind of a benefit in disguise for them.
Same thing with you here, Dominic, a wake-up call?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Obviously, Coach Calipari is going to keep these guys, you know, their heads in the game. But when you look at it, you know what? It's still a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-old college kids. And something like that, that'll definitely wake you up. You know, you really saw it after Notre Dame failed to score on a three-point shot to end regulation. Kentucky looked like they had just won the national championship. They were absolutely juiced. The guys were pumped. They were really into it. They've got a really tough matchup in the Final Four against Wisconsin, who put on a nice show against Arizona today.
85-78 winners over Arizona. I thought Arizona was going to do well, but of course, you know, Wisconsin was a higher ranked team. Straight up, Wisconsin and UK. How does that stack up to you, Big Zach Attack?
That's a good game. You know, I think Wisconsin definitely had the more impressive performance today. But for me, it's still hard to bet against Kentucky, even though they had a rough game today. You know, it's still hard because they have that defense that they have is probably one of the best defenses we've seen at the college level.
You know, Dominic, there's a saying in boxing that when you've got an undefeated fighter that's on a roll and he's beating guys left and right, you don't bet against him until he loses. Is that the story with Kentucky in 2015?
You know, the general consensus, yes, I did pick Wisconsin to upset Kentucky in the Final Four in my bracket. I think, especially with guys like Frank Kaminsky with Wisconsin, that can stretch the floor, it brings out the bigs of Kentucky into a space that they're not necessarily comfortable with. And I think you saw that with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not a low post inside team. They're a shooting team, and Kentucky almost lost to them. So I think Wisconsin's got the nice blend of athleticism as well as ability to stretch the floor with their bigs. If Wisconsin wins, don't be surprised.
No. You want to bet something on that? You want to like bet lunch on that or something? I know you're a cheapskate and everything around here. You see you bringing your bag lunch in and this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, we want to bet a yogurt or something on that one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, good enough. Want to mention this before we go into the NBA, folks. The NBA lost a great day. The voice of the Utah Jazz, Hot Rod Huntley. He was a good guy back in the day. And I think he was like the number one pick back in like 1957, man. He was an incredible player. Played for the Cincinnati Royals originally. Played for a few other teams, but he was the voice of the Utah Jazz for like 25 or 30 years. And he passed away at the age of 80. Want to wish him and his family the best. Let's switch gears. Let's talk NBA straight up. Portland a winner tonight, 120-114 over Denver. Oklahoma, coming up short against Utah, 94-89. I guess they were playing for the man there. Golden State over Milwaukee, 108-95. Now, is that basically what it's all about going to be, the Golden State? Now, should I just go to the Atlanta score? Atlanta lost to Charlotte, 115-100. Are those two teams, is that what's happening here, Dominic? What?
You know what? In the playoffs, I still like the Cavaliers. The Hawks might have clinched the one seed. That's great for them. But in the playoffs, give me LeBron, give me Kevin Love, give me Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving has put in the two highest scoring totals for a single game this season. He's been impressive. And you know, the Warriors won their 60th game this tonight, franchise record. And on the flip side, the Knicks lost their 60th game, which was a franchise record. So a lot of franchise records being broken. But, you know, the Golden State Warriors, this is their championship to lose. They put on great performances since the All-Star break. They beat San Antonio. They beat the Clippers. They handily beat Portland in Portland. They took care of business and absolutely drubbed Memphis, who I've been hailing as one of the teams in the West that could beat the Warriors. And they put a beating on them the other night. The Warriors are proving that they are absolutely for real. And the key thing there, it's not Steph Curry, it's not Klay Thompson, it's that all these bench guys are playing so well right now. And not only in basketball, but in any sport, if you get hot going into the playoffs, you're tough to beat. You see it in hockey all the time. A team might not be very good, but if their goalie gets hot and no goals are getting in, that team is tough to beat. Right now, the Warriors have all their role players clicking. Festus Ezeli, Iguodala, he's kind of struggling a little bit. Barnes is playing well. Draymond Green is doing his thing. The Warriors getting contributions across the board, and that makes for a deadly team when you pair that up with Curry and Thompson.
Zach Attack Young, San Antonio is coming into their own as well, though.
Yeah, San Antonio, I mean, that's a team that you can never really pick against, but this year I am more impressed by the Warriors. I think that they've been kind of like the team all year, you know. People didn't believe in them at the beginning, but on the court, they've been proving all year that they deserve to be there. You know, the Splash Brothers, they got Bogut, and then they've done a really good job. They've improved a lot defensively. That's what I think the real key is. They always had the offensive firepower, but for me, I've just seen a lot of improvement defensively, and that's what it takes to win at the championship level.
You know, guys, timing is everything. In 1975, the Warriors weren't picked to do anything. They won the World Championships by sweeping the then Washington Bullets 4-0. Straight up, Rick Barry was the MVP, all that kind of good stuff. But it's been 40 years since they won a championship, since they've come close to winning a championship, and they're on the verge of winning a championship. According to both of you guys, are the best team in the NBA. What's to stop them from winning a championship? Is it all about LeBron? Is LeBron going to be that one guy, Zach, like Dominic says?
Well, I mean, LeBron, what I think is really, that's all obviously a factor. I mean, LeBron is still, I think, the best player in the league. I mean, overall, he hasn't had the best season, but when he's at his best, I think he's still the best. But what I think is the real factor for them is that compared to other teams, they really don't have as much playoff experience. You know, they've been in the playoffs, but they haven't gone deep in the playoffs, and they haven't really seen that, you know. So I think that that's going to be the real test for them, is maintaining this in a playoff atmosphere, because you can't really afford to have an off game in the playoffs.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of Charles Barkley with a big gut, but that's not the story, folks. I'm talking about the NBA and the Pacers have issued a joint statement on this controversial Indiana legislation. Let me read it to you. The language of the bill from the Indianapolis Star. Senate Bill 101 prohibits state or local government substantially burdening a person's ability to exercise a religion unless the government can show that it has a compelling interest and that the action is the least restrictive means of achieving it. It takes effect July 1st. So although the bill does not mention sexual orientations, opponents feel it could allow businesses to deny services to gays and lesbians for religious reasons. The governor signed this. Man, I mean, he got like a million tweets this week, man, of people ripping them apart. People are talking about boycott. Indiana, the team wants out. I mean, come on. Is this gonna go crazy or what? Tell me, Zach. Zach first. Is this going to go nuts?
Yeah, I definitely think that is. I mean, that's the type of legislature that, I mean, the type of like law that is being put out there, that it's just one of those things where you just can't believe that in 2015 that stuff like that is even still on the table.
Yep.
Like, to allow people to kill homosexuals, I can't believe that that's even being discussed, to be honest.
Dominic, Indiana, I don't mean to knock the state of Indiana because I've got some friends back there, but they are the number one state as far as the members of the KKK per capita is concerned. So straight up, Indiana under fire. The NBA's made their statement. The Pacers have made their statement. And I'm telling you, this is not going to look good for the state of Indiana. I think eventually they'll end up having to pull this thing down. Do you think politically, I know it's politically incorrect, but is politically correct in the minds of a lot of people in Indiana? And at the end of the day, is that what counts, or should it be a matter of civil rights and free rights and the medal? You know, everybody's got the right to pursue happiness, Dominic. What's up? Which way are we flipping on there? Religious freedom, or everybody deserves to be to have the right to happiness?
You know, the way you worded that was extremely was really good, because you do run into that. If it's the majority, you know, this is a democratic country, unfortunately, that's the prevailing belief or whatever you want there, when that's incredibly unfortunate. But you also, you got to take care of the safety of the people of your state. And this is just starting. Say, I think it was Salesforce, a huge company, has already stopped doing business in Indiana because of this. I think a lot of companies, businesses, major conglomerates are going to follow suit soon. This will be not even just politically, even in the sports world, it might leak into there, and it could be something to watch for sure.
You know what's the trip is that everybody's got somebody gay that they know or gay in their family. I got a gay cousin. I knew that. I knew it. I knew it from the get-go. I knew it. She was tough. You know what I'm saying? We were growing up. She was rough. She was abrasive. I said, you know, I have a feeling she's going to be gay. She ended up being gay. Big deal. Doesn't change my love for her. Okay, the bottom line is people are people. And when I see two gay guys going down the street here in San Francisco holding hands, you know what I say to myself, radio listeners? Two more chicks for me. You're tuned to Sports Byline Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Radio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We all know healthcare has changed.
Check the clock. Never heard the music before. It's new. 40 and a half minutes past the hour. Hour number one of two. Sports Byline, Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. And they're adding some CBS app in about 2 weeks. It's going to put us on like in another like 4 or 5 million phones. So like we're all over the place. We're big in phones here, folks. I'm telling you, I listen to my show on the phone. I've got a daytime show here at Sports Byline. I listen to it on the phone. The iHeartRadio app is probably the easiest thing to do. You go to iHeartRadio.com. You download the iHeartRadio app, which is free. And then you could take Sports Byline's got a live channel there, a live network, or any of the individual shows here on Sports Byline, Sports Byline USA, the Rick Tittle Show in the daytime, Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Wrestling Observer Show, of course, comes on 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays, and then Monday through Friday at noon p.m. Noon Pacific time. So straight up, you know, we talk a lot of combat sports. We've got all kinds of things going on here. We've got NBA. We've got Ron Barr interviewing some of the greatest individuals in sports history. I mean, he's got interviews with Mickey Mantle and guys like that. I'm serious. Ron's got it going on. Check out his archives. In fact, the Library of Congress, they were so impressed. They took all the stuff, and they've taken all the stuff. They've got all the stuff back in the Library of Congress. So he's got them on the archives here. You go to sportsbyline.com, and you'll find Ron Barr's archives. You can go back and search, like, thousands of shows, man. He's just got all kinds of stuff. And, of course, Dominic Jimenez, you're his co-producer in the daytime. Ron talks to the biggest voices in sports.
Yeah, he does. And you know, every now and then I'll get an email from somebody when I'm trying to help book somebody, and they'll, who has Ron interviewed? And I almost want to reply, who hasn't he interviewed? Because, like you call him, he is the godfather of sports talk.
Yeah, and when I call him the godfather around here, you know, he brightens up a little bit, because he is. I mean, he's been doing this a long time. He's the man that runs the network. Without him, we wouldn't be here, of course. Let's switch gears. Let's talk Major League Baseball. The Dodgers beat the Angels today 5-4 in that battle of the City of Angels down there. KC was a 10-5 winner over Arizona. The Giants, the good old Giants. Now, the Giants are not doing that well, Dominic. Why are the Giants so terrible in spring training? I think, what happened, were they 4-19, 6-19, something like that?
It's not pretty at all. When a team really struggles like that, you can't really put quite a thumb on it or a finger on it. The pitching's been pretty bad, and that was one of my concerns. Even going down the stretch last year, if you really think about that playoff, their pitching rotation consisted of Madison Bumgarner, and this guy named Madison Bumgarner. So if the pitching's going to struggle like this all year, it's going to be a rough season for the Giants.
Well, you know, I want to harken back to the fact that, you know, they were the world champions, and they didn't dip into the free agent market at all. And, of course, I have fought with them over that, because I think that people would like to come to San Francisco. It's a winning ball club, and, of course, you can always rent a cheap house here in the city, you know, for less than a grand. Yeah, right. Anyway, but the bottom line is I think that they are the world champions. They should have went out. They spent some money. You said there wasn't anybody that they could have gotten, that the guys they attempted to go after, they didn't want to come here to San Francisco. That remains to be seen. But the bottom line is the Giants look like the most horrible team in the Cactus League right now.
Yeah, they swung and missed on pretty much every big-name free agent that they were linked to, unfortunately. I still wouldn't put too much stock into how poorly they're playing. I think once the regular season rolls around, it'll be a bit of a different story. But, the lineup should hold up fine. If Angel Pagan gets hurt, they have Nori Aoki now. He can fill in there. Casey McGee should be okay. The thing that they'll be missing is Hunter Pence, right, with that broken forearm wrist that he has. His injury, he should be back around late April, mid-May. But that pitching rotation outside of Bumgarner, you don't know what you're going to get. Matt Cain's coming off an injury. Tim Hudson's like 39. Jake Peavy's 36 and has struggled. And Tim Lincecum, I'm not even going to get started on why you would question what you're going to get out of him. You got to give it a little bit of time once the regular season starts, see where this team's at. But, man, it could be ugly, and it could be really bad.
Back to the picture of Charles Barkley with the gut. Charles, what were you thinking, man? You and me used to hang out. You was lean. You was mean. You were throwing down beers, and it was cool. And now you just look like a big, fat, middle-aged African-American man. What's up? You look like a bus driver now. Charles, what are you thinking? Anyway, Mariner prospect Victor Sanchez died Saturday as a complication from injuries he suffered in a boating accident last month, according to CBS Sports Baseball insider John Heyman. Kid was only 20 years old. Our hearts go out to the family, and as well as the Mariners. Of course, they thought this kid was going to go somewhere. And let's talk, before we go back to talking about the ever-so-successful and not-so-successful Giants, before we go to L.A. and talk about the Dodgers with Zach Attack Young, the top Cuban Alvarez. Everybody wants to sign this pitcher, Yadler Alvarez. You ever heard of him, Zach Attack Young?
Yeah, I've heard of him. He's one of those mini like Cuban players who you always hear about in their little amateur program that they have, who managed to break through at some point. It started with Yasiel Puig or Yoenis Cespedes, you know. It started with those guys, and now you're seeing a lot more Cubans coming into the league.
Speaking of Cespedes, he left the Oakland A's last year, Dominic. The A's sort of fell flat at that point.
Yeah, I understand you want to get John Lester, but I think they could have made a different trade and not have given up Cespedes. They gave away their top pitching prospect to the Cubs for Jeff Samardzija and another pitcher. I would have liked to see them try to move Addison Russell to Boston to bring in Lester, so you have Lester and Cespedes. I know a lot of A's fans would have loved to have had that combination instead.
Okay, Yadler Alvarez, who registers evidently a 94 to 97 mile per hour fastball, recently hit 99. Has petitioned Major League Baseball to become eligible for the signing period that will end. It begins July the 2nd. If he's approved, he looks like he's going to the Dodgers, who have shown a lot. No, the Diamondbacks, who have shown a lot of interest. Perhaps the Red Sox and the Yankees. But the Dodgers want this guy. I read the Dodgers want this guy, Zach.
Yeah, they do. The Dodgers are basically just interested in anybody they can throw money at, it seems like. But so far, it's been working out pretty well for them. I don't think that would be a bad idea to pick him up. You can never really have too many pitchers, I don't think.
You talked about pitching earlier, Dominic. You said the Giants' pitching sucked. This sounds like an excellent opportunity to bring in a franchise player.
Yeah, it really is. But, man, the way the Giants have been approaching the Cuban market, they've missed out on Yoan Moncada. They missed out on Cespedes. They missed out on Jose Abreu. They missed out on Yasmani Tomas also this offseason. Brian Sabian, the GM, says he wants to get into the Cuban market, but he hasn't signed. I think he signed Daniel Carbonell, who was like 18. That's a bit of a long-term project. He hasn't really signed any of these top guys, so I'm not even going to bother getting excited about the Giants potentially going after Alvarez at all.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, okay? And this is baseball historian, boxing historian Ronald Marshall out of Alameda, California, now in San Leandro, California. He said the Giants have won these three World Series in spite of Brian Sabian, not because of him. Comment on that, Zach Attack Young. What do you think?
I think he may be onto something there. That makes a lot of sense to me.
And Dominic?
I would have to disagree. Sabian puts this team together. He went out and basically, if you look at the hero for each World Series, 2010 was Cody Ross and Edgar Renteria. He went out. He signed all those guys: Aubrey Huff, Pat Burrell, Andres Torres. That was a Sabian assembled team. 2012 was led by Sandoval and Kane and those guys. That was all him. He had a couple big trades with bringing in Javi Lopez. I think Sabian, it's not necessarily in spite of Sabian. I wouldn't give Sabian all the credit in the world. I'd be more inclined to give Bochy more credit than Sabian. But Sabian, it's not like he's Billy Bean and he's handicapping this team every year.
Guess who's playing first base for the New York Yankees, guys? My favorite guy, my favorite turd, Mr. Rodriguez. Any surprise there, Dominic?
Not really. At this stage in his career, you can't really play third like you'd want your third baseman to play third. Mark Teixeira has been an injury magnet the past few years, so if he goes down at first, it's a nice option for the Yankees to throw A-Rod over at first and let somebody else DH and get somebody else's bat in the lineup.
It looks like the Red Sox catcher Christian Vasquez, he underwent an MRI on his elbow. He's got some issues there. It looks like some chips, but they don't know what's going to happen. He's going to have to go a second opinion as far as the doctors are concerned. Bottom line is, that's not good for the Red Sox. I don't care if they got Pablo or not. They need that catcher.
Yeah, the catcher is the key to everything, especially, you know, people don't really think about it. You know, they think about the defense and they think about the hitting. But I think the biggest thing for a catcher is getting in rhythm with your pitchers and being able to call a game. And, you know, the casual fan doesn't really think about that. And, you know, when Buster Posey gets called up and replaces Benji Molina in April and May, people don't realize, hey, man, this guy's never worked with his pitching staff, and he's calling excellent games. I think the Red Sox are going to struggle with that.
Zach Attack, why do you think, and we just brought up the fact that a catcher, you know, basically runs the field. Why so many catchers have become good managers? I mean, Bochy was a catcher, and Bochy, I hate to say it, but Bochy doesn't look like the sharpest knife in the drawer when you talk to him or when you see him walking down the street. He says something to the point where he has a very large cranium. I don't know if he meant by that. Is he trying to get into porn?
I think at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't realize is like with football, a running back knows a lot more than you would think that they would know. A running back is very aware of what's going on in the offense. They have to know a lot more than people think. And I think you could say the same for catchers. You know, obviously a catcher has to know what pitches are coming, but they really have to pay attention to everything that's going on the field. You know, they're kind of responsible if there's base runners to make sure that the catcher's aware of that and to make sure that they can get them out if they're trying to steal. You know, it's all kinds of things. And from their angle, they probably have the best seat in the whole ballpark, I would say, the catcher. So it kind of does make sense when you start to think about it like that, that they would make good managers because they get to see different angles of the game than everybody else. They're facing a completely different way than everybody else is facing on the team that's on the field.
Okay, Zach Attack Young, in less than a minute, man, tell me why the Dodgers are going to win the NL West and who's going to be the what are the main weapons going to be?
Well, I mean, they got a lot of weapons this year. Clayton Kershaw is going to be an important weapon. Yasiel Puig is going to be an important weapon. Adrian Gonzalez. I think this Jock Peterson could end up being a real star on the team. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The Dodgers, I think, are putting it together, and I think that as long as those guys all perform, they'll be fine.
Okay. Dominic, are you going to WrestleMania?
Yes, I am, tomorrow in Santa Clara.
So do you want to stick around and call us back in about 20 minutes when we talk a little WrestleMania?
Yeah, I'll give another ring. That's no problem at all.
Good enough. Dominic Jimenez, we let him go tonight so we can go to WrestleMania, folks. And, of course, we're asking the question all across America, and this is a question I'm asking around the world as well. Why would somebody pay $5,000 to go to a fixed or a fake fight? A choreographed fight. I don't get it. The storylines are not that good. The athletes are not that compelling. Come on! This is fake wrestling. When there's real stuff out there at the same time, I mean, come on! It's like choosing between, you know, having self-fun or having fun with another person. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you see where I'm going on that one. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. Christian, coming up next on Sports Byline.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
They want me to do scores. I don't want to do scores, but I will do scores. Bottom line is this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, of course, the weekend edition. Let me go through some hockey scores. No, let's not do hockey. Let's do NBA. Of course, I love the NBA because of the fact my team is the best team in the NBA right now. Of course, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. They just continue to roll, and of course, they are going to roll on to the World Championships. There's no doubt about that, much like Kentucky is going to roll to the college basketball championship. There's no doubt about it. These are predestined things. These are predestined. There's no doubt about it, okay? I think the Warriors are going to do it because of history. I think because they've got the best coach in the game. They've got the best players in the game. They play together. They shoot threes. They have defense. I mean, they're the complete team right now. They're the best team in the NBA, and they'll continue to be the best team in the NBA for the 2015 season, I believe, and roll away with, of course, the NBA title. Of course, that's 40 years after Rick Barry and the Golden State Warriors, back in the day, played at the Cow Palace. Because I think why did they play at the Cow Palace that year? Something was going on. Yeah, they were remodeling the Oakland Coliseum Arena. So they played at the Cow Palace. So they played two games at the Cow Palace. They won the two games there. Then they went back east to the Bullets, Washington. They won two games there. They swept the series, of course, 4-0. Won the last championship that the Golden State Warriors have captured as far as the NBA is concerned. And 40 years later, they're poised to do it again. And I think they will. And, of course, we'll talk a little basketball in hour number two as well. Christian's going to join us in hour number two. Hour number two is going to be not all about, but we're going to spend a good amount of time on WrestleMania. Now, listen, folks, I know it's not a real sport, but guess what? There's 73,000 people going tomorrow. Some of them are paying $5,000 a ticket to go see this stuff. I know guys that are willing to sell their girlfriends for a good seat to go see WrestleMania to a fake fight. I don't get it. And I'm a former wrestling fan before the WWE, that is, back in the territory days. Bottom line is Sports Overnight America, NCAA basketball, of course, Kentucky, NBA, NFL. Talk some Major League Baseball. We're talking WrestleMania in the upcoming hour right here on Sports Byline. Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast. And if you've got the balls to call, give me a call. It's toll free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong. The media waits as investigators pour through what they can find of the life of Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot who intentionally brought down a Germanwings flight in France, killing 150 people.
German media has been reporting that he had suffered from depression and may have been triggered by some sort of a spat with his girlfriend.
That's correspondent David Rising. As the dead are remembered at churches across Germany and France.
C'est terrible.
The father of one of the victims is trying not to think about his son's final moments.
Instead of focusing our minds and hearts on that last, those last 9 or 10 minutes, we prefer to think about those 37 years that we've been together, that we've shared our lives, our experiences.
This is USA Radio News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash, or are you handing it to the competition? Increase your exposure, increase traffic, and maximize your online footprint with rankbeforeyoupay.com. Enter your domain name and let Rank Before You Pay start moving you to the top. Rank Before You Pay, the performance-based SEO company, is fully results-driven, eliminating your risk. It's a fact. Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, enter your URL, and start turning clicks into clients today. Visit rankbeforeyoupay.com, rankbeforeyoupay.com. That's rankbeforeyoupay.com. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid in select cities.
There is more fallout today from the racist video from a former Oklahoma University fraternity that went viral.
University President David Boren says about 25 members of the now-defunct Sigma Alpha Epsilon chapter will face punishment ranging from expulsion to mandatory community service and cultural sensitivity training.
When someone uses an inappropriate word in our presence or tells an inappropriate story in our presence, we need to stand up and say, don't say that in front of me. I don't want to hear it.
Boren says they apparently learned it during a National Fraternity Leadership Cruise 4 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
From Italy, a final ending to the Amanda Knox murder case. An Italian court says she didn't do it.
The court threw out the convictions of Amanda Knox for the 2007 murder of her then British roommate named Meredith Kircher. It almost never happens at that level that convictions are completely thrown out like that.
That's AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio. This is USA Radio News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Iraqi forces continue fighting Islamic State militants near Tikrit, which is in the northern part of Iraq. Most of the Shiite militias backed by neighboring Iran have pulled out of the offensive to retake the city in protest over expanded U.S. airstrikes. This as a deadline approaches in Switzerland for an initial agreement with Iran over its own nuclear ambitions. And the talks there are raising concerns here at home.
One of those concerns is over what would the rest of the world do in the event that Iran is found to be in violation of the agreement being worked on in Switzerland. Tehran wants economic sanctions lifted that were imposed when it was believed Iran was trying to build a nuclear bomb. But during a foreign policy initiative conference call, Mark Dubowitz of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies wondered, then what?
I think quite massive concessions have been made. A significant step back from this administration's demands, and a sanctions relief program that, though we don't know the details of, is going to be predicated on a snapback sanction that I think is going to be highly problematic.
I'm John Clemens.
In New York today, a search for two people missing after an explosion leveled three buildings.
Heavy cranes are out here moving debris as cadaver dogs sniff for the two men still missing, and every so often, firefighters pour water on the still smoldering ruins. There is a strong smell of smoke in the air, which is still burning the eyes and throat. In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm...
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Number two, Sports Byline Overnight America, the weekend edition, 6.5 minutes past the hour. We're going to talk a lot of WrestleMania in this hour. I really didn't want to, but I've been forced to. The network has said, you must cover this. The media said to me, Pedro, you're a fool if you don't cover it because everybody in the Bay Area wants to go to this thing. Are you serious? 73,000 people are going to pay upwards of $5,000 to go see a fake fight? Well, we're going to talk about that. The world of pro wrestling. We'll dip into the world of combat sports a little bit. Of course, we'll talk a little general sports in general and maybe some National Hockey League. Bottom line is we've got sports for the next hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Twitter thing is going on, at Sports Byline USA. And you can always hit us up on the toll-free. As I said, toll-free all across America. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Cactus League, yeah. Grapefruit League, all that stuff's about to end pretty soon. Yeah, the Major League Baseball season is upon us. And guess what? The Giants aren't looking very good. We talked about that in hour number one, so we will not beat a dead horse in hour number two. Zach Attack Young will be with me in a couple of minutes. He is with me live in the City of Angels. Dominic Jimenez will be calling in from WrestleMania down there in, oh boy, I'm talking about Santa Clara, California, Levi Stadium. I don't know why the 49ers went all out for this, but they spent like millions and millions of bucks to bring this thing to the Bay Area. Why? Because it brings billions of dollars of money into the area. Crazy. Tourists making money. WrestleMania is a big, big thing. This is the 31st one. Of course, the first back in March of 1985. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T. Remember those guys? Back in the day. That was WrestleMania 1 back in 1985. Now, WrestleMania 31. And guess what? The most despised man in the world of sports entertainment, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. This is the weekend edition.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. Check it out, Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Go to the website. They've got it going on. I love it. It's very refreshing. In fact, I will tell you this. I've been all over the world, 33 countries. The only water that comes close to it as far as tasting good is the water I got directly from the Swiss Alps when I was in Budapest, Hungary, back in August 2013. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This isn't sort of combat sports. This is sort of like non-combat sports. I'm talking about WrestleMania 31 going now. Brock Lesnar defending the world championship are going to vie in a match for the world championship. I mean, not a whole lot of people know the guy he's fighting, but the guy who supposedly knows all about this is going to the event, Dominic Jimenez. What's the big thing about WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, it's the Super Bowl of wrestling. So anybody that, you know, watches wrestling, follows it even remotely, they're always interested by this. This is their biggest event of the year.
You know, but Dom, professional wrestling, $5,000 a ticket. So I saw the other day where some of these tickets were going to be in scalp for like $8,000 or $10,000. And guess what? They were disappearing from Craigslist and from these StubHub sites. So people were buying them.
You should have let me know. I could have tried to scalp my ticket and then buy a cheaper one. That's pretty insane. I'm definitely spending nowhere near that amount. To me, that's just outrageous for wrestling. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Have you ever been to a wrestling match before?
I have. Yeah, there's a couple. I've been to a couple. They've come to the HP, which is now the SAP Center in the home of the Sharks in San Jose. I've gone to a couple.
But you've never been to an independent show or a show outside of the WWE, have you?
I have seen one independent show. It was a Ring of Honor event.
Ring of Honor is not a bad group. And, of course, they've got this big-time wrestling over in Newark, California. And we're going to go over for the next card, you and I, okay? I'm going to introduce some people. We'll go over there. We'll have a good time. They run a big-time wrestling over in Newark, California. I think their card's going to be in April. But the bottom line is you're going for the entertainment factor. You do realize, I mean, deep down inside, these are fake fights, and you already know what's going to happen. It's preordained.
Oh, I'm well aware of the nature of it, and you know, if anybody asks, I will admit this is a guilty pleasure of mine. You know, it's a combination of television, dramatic writing with the storylines and whatnot, and athletics. I know it's not real. I know everything. The matches aren't quite organic. The result of the match of each match is predetermined well in advance, but it's still a fun little thing that I get to enjoy.
Good enough, Dom. Have a good time. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Dominic going off to WrestleMania 31, of course, down there in Santa Clara, California. Brock Lesnar in the main event. And speaking of Brock Lesnar, one of my guys from Texas, sharp dude when it comes to sports. He can talk NBA, he can talk basketball, he knows a little NCAA football. But he likes professional wrestling, I guess, because he wants to talk about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, Christian, that's what's on your mind?
Yes, Flash Hernandez and
cornermen Zach and Dominic. Yes, yes, yes. I have wrestling on my mind, and to be honest, one topic in particular. When it comes down to Brock Lesnar resigning his WWE contract and avoiding going back to the Octagon saying his MMA career is done, what are your thoughts about that, and why, in your mind, would he go to ESPN and do it?
Because he's a puss. Didn't you see him when he fought Shane Carwin? Shane Carlin was kicking his butt, Zach. What did he do? He turned and he ran, didn't he?
He basically turned over and took a bunch of punches. To his credit, he did take the punches, but he got beat up, and I honestly thought they could have stopped that fight. I was surprised that they didn't stop that fight because he really wasn't doing much on the ground besides taking punches.
40-something unanswered punches, according to one person. That's a lot of punches in an MMA fight, any fight whatsoever. So, Christian, Brock Lesnar, he's the savior of the WWE. They're trying to say they're going to announce Monday that they've got close to 2 million viewers on the WWE Network, and this is how they're doing it. They're charging people $9.99 a month, so if you sign up for $9.99 for 1 month, you can watch WrestleMania for $10. That's what I think they're going to announce, all these big numbers, and I think 6 months from now, the numbers will be put down way below 1 million buys as far as the WWE Network's concerned, and I think eventually it'll be a failure. What's your thoughts on that, Christian?
You know what? I think you're wrong when it comes down to that savior of the WWE part, because Brock Lesnar has taken advantage of the WWE. I mean, he basically wrestles less dates out of the year than we all talk, you know? So to be honest, I don't think he's the savior of the WWE. And in a kayfabe sense, I hope he loses the world heavyweight title he holds to Roman Reigns, a.k.a. former Minnesota Viking Joanne Oney at WrestleMania in about 18 hours.
Okay, so nobody's ever heard of this former NFL player. I mean, Perry Aguayo's more well-known than him. He passed away. Do you happen to watch that video on YouTube? Do you see that video?
In regards to the video of Perry Aguayo Jr. and his neck getting snapped and him passing away, I have.
How did that happen? Did it happen in a prior dropkick that we didn't see on the video or something? What?
Well, actually, the wrestler in question that was sending him down to the ropes, Rey Mysterio Jr., a.k.a. Oscar Gutierrez, he was trying to set up for a spinning tiger faint kick, a.k.a. a 619, when all of a sudden Aguayo's neck snapped on the rope. And, well, everybody came around him. Legendary professional wrestler Conan tried to revive him, but to no avail, and sadly he ended up passing away.
You know, I've seen people die before instantly. I've been a policeman, so I've seen people die instantly, and I saw one person with an aneurysm one time die in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. They were talking to me, and boom, 10 seconds later, they were dead. So people do die instantly, and I just didn't see his neck break. I didn't see anything. There wasn't any impact to his Zach attack. Did you see any impact to Aguayo's neck before he fell on that rope?
No, I really didn't understand exactly what happened. But I mean, everybody's body's different, and it could take some freak accident like that for some people to just pass away.
So what does this do to that company? That company is taking a beating. Aguayo was their major heel down there. You know anything about that company, Christian?
Other than the fact that Conan and former boss Antonio Pena ran it so well to the point where nowadays they're probably one of the biggest companies in Mexico, I'm hoping that it doesn't, like, send them down into Chapter 11, you know? I'm really hoping that it doesn't give them a huge hit to the gut, you know?
I think they call them CMAA. Let me tell you a little story about me and Tijuana. I was in Tijuana with Eric Morales, the former world boxing champion, I guess about 10, 12, make it 15 years ago. And the great Mil Mascaris was there. He's a great Mexican wrestler with, like, the Man of 1,000 masks. And he had his mask on, okay, you guys? But he had his mask unlaced from behind. It was untouched. And believe it or not, I swear to God, I thought about taking his mask off the entire time I was there. The entire time I was there. I probably would have been arrested, thrown in jail, thrown out of the country, exiled from Mexico, the whole nine yards. But the mischievous Pedro wanted to take off Mil Mascaris' mask. Is that a crime, Christian?
To be honest, unless the mask is lost in a wager match, like a hair versus mask, or mask versus hair, or mask versus something, then I think that's kind of illegal, but I'm not sure.
Okay, Brock Lesnar got some, you know, he's got some size to him. I mean, is he going to be able to beat this guy tomorrow? Is he supposed to beat this guy tomorrow? I mean, is he going to beat the guy tomorrow and then drop the title on Raw on Monday? That's the script I'm hearing.
To be honest, I really don't know or care, but I just hope that, you know, no crazy tactics happen in that match, because even though Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, a.k.a. Joe and Oni, they're really tough competitors, I mean, some stuff has been pulled behind the scenes in championship matches before, especially in the professional wrestling sense.
Are you talking about Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart in Calgary?
Montreal Screwjob.
Well, exactly some people don't know what happened there. What happened was Bret Hart was moving on to WCW, and he was going to drop his title, and he told McMahon he would drop the title in the whole nine yards, but he was going to drop it at a later date, did not want to drop it at home in Canada, as he's from Canada. So McMahon said okay, and then he went over there, and he got the referee to pull a fast count on him, and boom, he ended up losing the title, and of course, Bret Hart went backstage, and he knocked Vince McMahon out cold, didn't he?
I think so, but I probably don't really remember.
Yeah, he did. He knocked him out cold, man. No question about that. All right, Christian, good luck with WrestleMania tomorrow. Are you one of these people that's the $9.99 a month type of people with this WrestleMania thing, or what? Or are you stealing it off the internet?
Actually, I don't really follow the WWE Network all that much. I normally follow it on social media, and I hope to find you there as well, Flash Fernandez.
I'm not going there tomorrow. Dominic's going to be down there. But the bottom line is, of course, there's all kinds of internet feeds around the world. If you're smart, you can watch some of these events at a less than full cost, if you know what I'm trying to say. Can you read through the lines there, Christian?
Yeah, I understand completely, sir.
Okay. All the best to you, my brother. It's always good talking to you. You take good care. All the best in Texas, okay?
You too, dude. Later.
Christian, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Why has WrestleMania ruined professional wrestling? I'll answer that question right after the break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Did you know Vincent Kennedy McMahon broke his father's heart? Did you know that? His father died brokenhearted. Why? Because Vince is a turd. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
This is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and, of course, the world via the fabulous Internet in 160 countries. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Oh, I keep going. iTunes.com, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. They're adding some new CBS app in a couple of weeks. We're going to be in a couple million more phones. I mean, phones are where it's at. My daytime show, I listen to on my phone. I'm in the car, I listen to it on the phone. People listen to their radio shows now on the phone. The car radio, the house radio, doesn't matter all that much anymore. It's all about your tablet, your computer, and your telephone, your smartphone. So go to the iHeartRadio.com website, download the free app, and take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go 24-7. Listen to us live. Listen to us delayed. We got live network there. We got delayed shows there. And, of course, you got my Saturday and Sunday boxing and MMA shows, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Straight up. We got it going on, and we are on the digital cutting edge. And, of course, when we add the CBS app, another 2 million phones. 2 million phones going to be hooking up to. That's so right on. Tonight in the NBA, Denver, we came up short, 114-120. Portland, of course, Portland looking pretty good these days. Utah taking care of Rod Hundley's memory. Of course, the former player and, of course, the man that was the voice of the Utah Jazz, I think, for over 30 years, passed away today at the age of 80. And they were 94-89 winners over Oklahoma City. Golden State, the best team in all of basketball, including Assyrian Pete, will agree with that one. They were 108-95 winners over Milwaukee. And the Knicks, they scored another record as well. Of course, the Warriors won their 60th game. That's a franchise record. But the Knicks, they lost their 60th game, and that's a franchise record as well. They lost to Chicago 111-80. That is your sports update. We're talking professional wrestling. Let me tell you a little bit about professional wrestling, the history of it, okay? Professional wrestling, often shortened to pro wrestling, is an athletic performance that combines athletics and theatrical performance. It takes form in the form of events held by touring companies which mimic a title match combat sport. This unique form of sport is fundamentally based on classical and catch wrestling with modern additions of striking attacks, blah, 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 blah. The matches have predetermined outcomes in order to heighten the entertainment value, and all combatants' maneuvers are executed with the full cooperation of those involved and carefully performed in specific manners intended to lessen the chance of actual injury. In other words, it's fake sports. So I'm going to ask all across America, and this is a toll-free phone line, why would somebody pay $5,000 to go to this? 1-800-878-7529. If you can answer that question in a matter that's even remotely intelligent, I'll send you a case of alchemy water. That's right, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. In fact, not only will I send you that case of alchemy water, Assyrian Pete will deliver it direct to your door, straight up. I got it going on here, folks. It's sort of like FedEx, the FedEx of Sports Byline USA. On the line from the City of Angels, my co-host, Zach Attack Young. Zach, I'm a former wrestling fan. I used to go to the wrestling matches out of the Cow Palace for about 10 to 12 years, and I enjoyed them until the promotion folded. And when the promotion folded, of course, that was when the WWE expanded back in 1984 and 1985, sort of wiped out all the little individual territories And back in the day, Zach, we had our own United States champion up here in California. It was like Ray Stevens or Pat Patterson or Pepper Gomez, one of the guys like that. And then down there in Southern California at the Olympic Auditorium, Eileen Heaton had the America's champion. And that was like John Tolos or Freddie Blassie or something like that. Then in Detroit, they had a U.S. title, and it was the Sheik. Ed Farrett was the promoter and the main heel. He was the guy. And, of course, back east, there was the WWE, and there was Bruno Sammartino. What I'm trying to say is there was all these little individual companies, and then, of course, there was Fritz Von Erich down there in Dallas, Texas, with his Kerry Von Erich and the Von Erich brothers, and there was a promotion up there in Portland, Oregon, which had Rowdy Piper to begin with, of course, him becoming a big WWE star. But all these territories were sort of squashed when Vince McMahon went national in 1984 and 1985. And I think that the fact that you've only got one brand, because TNA Wrestling and ROH is pretty good, but they're not on enough channels except for that Sinclair cable network. And TNA has gone to some America network we don't never heard of. It's sort of like a TV network you watch on the internet. So they went from 1.4 million viewers a week to like 300,000 viewers a week. So they're a non-player. But the WWE, in my mind, has ruined the business of professional wrestling. And it was a bit of a sport. It was a theatrical event. Ray Stevens, believe it or not, folks, he was more popular than Willie Mays in 1964-65 here in San Francisco. He was voted as the most popular wrestler, the most popular athlete, and the most hated athlete. Ray Stevens, a wrestler. This was back in the day. This was before Vince McMahon took over. And when I talked about Vince McMahon Sr., he died with a broken heart. He said, quote, I'll take that back. His son said, quote, Vincent Jr., if my father had known what I was going to do with the WWE, he would have never sold it to me. Zach Attack Young, the WWE is not my cup of tea. Vince McMahon is not offering the kind of entertainment I think is acceptable to me. Why is it people are willing to pay $5,000 a ticket to go see this thing?
I honestly, I don't understand it myself. I wouldn't pay that much for an actual sports event. I know this is technically a sport, you know, a lot of training goes into it. We can't really write all that off. I mean, you see what the guys look like. They're clearly doing a lot of work. Whether they're on steroids or not, I mean, you still have to work to get that type of physique. But with that being said, I don't understand it. I really don't. It's like, why would you want to watch something that isn't like a real event, that isn't kind of just randomly determined?
Well, you know,
it's definitely set up, and I don't get it. I just have never understood the appeal.
Well, you know, the storylines, it used to be all about storylines. See, that's what Roy Scheider, he was a promoter here in Northern California. He was the guy that originally came up with the 18-man Battle Royal, which is now the Royal Rumble. And a lot of these matches and these little trick matches and stuff, all basically, you know, from Roy Scheider. Roy Scheider was the best of the best out here, no question about that. And Vince McMahon will admit that Roy Scheider was a genius. But you know what Roy Scheider did? He took $500,000 in cash. He was making all this cash out at the Cow Palace. Once a month, he was like pulling in like, you know, $80,000, $90,000 gates and things like that. And he was putting a bunch of cash in his pocket. And he buried his cash in his backyard up in Russian River in Sebastopol, where Charles Schulz, the guy that drew the Peanuts cartoon, lived. And he buried $500,000 in cash in his backyard, Zach. And he went to dig it up. The money had all rotted.
That's crazy. He buried that money too long.
Yeah, well, and then guess what? So then he gets burned on this one. So then he goes to the IRS or the Department of Treasury and says, well, you know, I have $500,000 here and money, and it's rotten. So you know what they did? They taxed him on the $500,000.
They'll find a way to tax you no matter what.
Okay, so let's go back to this WrestleMania thing, okay? I mean, I know little about WrestleMania as far as I went to the first one, and I thought it was sort of cool, and I was a cop, and I brought my sisters and their friends who went in. Hulk Hogan was there, and Mr. T was there, and of course, there have been celebrities over the years like Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson, and of course, some of the stars of the past, Ricky Steamboat and Randy Savage, and of course, Hulk Hogan's still involved, and I guess Ric Flair's still involved, but the bottom line is, it just seems to me that wrestling is dying, and yet the WWE is saying that it isn't. I really think they're lying about these numbers, and I think that this thing that's going to come out Monday where they say they're going to have like 4 million subscribers, yeah, they'll have them, but it's only going to be for 1 month because they're all going to want to watch this WrestleMania for $9. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think a big reason why the sport's on the decline is the rise of mixed martial arts. You know, you have basically wrestling, but with real outcomes and with people really throwing real punches and really taking each other down. And there's not a predetermined winner. It's almost the opposite of wrestling in that even more so than in boxing, the best are fighting the best, and it's really up to the individual athlete to succeed rather than whatever was written into some script.
Now, without a doubt, MMA, of course, the UFC is the fastest growing sport in the world, folks. There's the Ultimate Fighters all over the world. They're having them in Australia and Europe and England and Canada. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the Ultimate Fighters and the Ultimate Fighting Championships are where it's at. We're going to talk UFC in the next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So you want to talk UFC? 1-800-878-7529 or tweet us at Sports Byline USA. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, SiriusXM Satellite, American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Oh, and did I forget? SportsByline.com.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline USA. Actually, this is Sports Byline Network. Sports Byline USA is the talk show that Ron Barr does Monday through Friday. Of course, he is the godfather of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He's interviewed every major personality in sports that there is. I'm serious. The guy goes back to the First Supper. I'm telling you, as far as radio is concerned in sports, he's had interviews with Mickey Mantle. He's just amazing. Week in and week out, day in and day out, nobody does it better than Ron Barr. Check him out, Sports Byline USA, at sportsbyline.com. We're talking about the world of the UFC. Of course, the expanding world of mixed martial arts. And before I say anything, looks like Marcos Galvo need Joe Warren in a 135-pound bout at Bellator 135. Is Bellator, are they starting to click on Spike TV again? They seem to have lost the thrust that they had in season one, Zach.
Yeah, they're doing better. And I mean, you look at the lineup they have, and there's more former UFC fighters. Francis Carmont is in Bellator now, and he was recently like a top welterweight contender. So I think that they are putting it together. This was a good card, and they've been building towards the future.
Okay, I got an email during the week, and I wanted to forward it to you, but I didn't. And I will wait to talk about it right now. Josh Koscheck, getting stopped again. He's been stopped like five times in a row. I think it's like five losses in a row. The last two times have been chokes. At one choke, he was like spitting out the green stuff, and 2 weeks later, the UFC puts him in a match in Brazil. Do you think they could have got away with that? Do you think he could have got away with that in the United States? A guy getting stopped 10 days before, getting almost choked to death, and then they put him in a semi-main event down. Now imagine this. Do you think Nevada would have approved him again to fight Nevada 2 weeks later?
Yeah, I don't think that would have happened. I think that so there was a little bit of shadiness with that. I mean, I don't think Brazil's commission, I don't even know if they have one, to be honest. And if they do, I don't think that they're really putting that much into place to prevent a fighter from getting injured. I think down there, it's kind of just more anything goes.
Anything goes. And, of course, speaking of anything goes, Beth Correa saying that she's deserving of this fight with the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, of course, she's going to be going August 1st. But before Ronda gets to Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, she's got to get through Beth Correa. But as far as Chris Cyborg Santos is concerned, Ronda says this.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
She hasn't. She has an attitude, doesn't she?
Yeah, Zach, she definitely does.
I mean,
she knows how to promote herself.
And I asked her one time, I said, you know, is this like, did you learn this from Muhammad Ali or anything like that? And she said, no, but I sort of learned that, you know, that Ali had a good gift to gab, and some of these pro wrestlers back in the 80s had a good gift for gab. So she studied some of these wrestlers from the 80s, and that's how she came up with this. And more power to her, because you know what? I'll say it right now. I don't care what you say. She's the most prolific fighter in MMA right now, Zach. I don't know whether you want to admit that or not, being a male, but she is.
No, I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I definitely think that she's one of the most popular fighters, for sure. I mean, she's a headliner, and she's drawing a lot of pretty big numbers. I just think, I personally just think that, you know, somebody like John Jones has been given the opportunity more than she has. So he's been more visible than she has, not because she's not deserving of being visible, but just because he's a male and she's a female. I was just going to say, women in the UFC is like a new concept. So I think that she hasn't been given the opportunity to be seen as much as someone like John Jones. But as she is given the opportunity, she will continue to become a star.
Oh, how many seats does the Staples Center hold? 18,000?
I think it's 17,000, but for certain fights, they've managed to stretch it a little. They've added extra seats.
Here's what Ronda Rousey did February 28th at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. She sold 17,654 tickets for a live gate of $2,675,000. You can't tell me she's not hot. She's out, dude. That's better than John Jones' numbers, baby.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that. You know, I definitely think that she's a great draw. And I think that she's proven that. And she's bringing a whole different audience to the UFC. I don't know if those numbers are quite as strong as the numbers that Jones did versus Cormier in terms of the pay-per-view. But, I mean, those are very strong numbers, and it's impressive that she was able to pull such a huge audience to see her.
Of course, that's UFC 184, Anthony Pettis losing his title at UFC 185. Pettis got rocked early. He never recovered from that first round, from getting cracked in the first round by Rafael Dos Anjos, did he?
No, he didn't. Dos Anjos definitely has power. You saw him put Ben Henderson on Queer Street, as they say, and you saw him rock Pettis, and I think that a lot of people were writing Dos Anjos off. I know I wasn't really giving him too much of a shot, but I knew his grappling pedigree may cause some problems.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, to me, I just think that he's one of the biggest stories of this year, Dos Anjos. I mean, you never would have predicted him being the champion about 2 years ago. It definitely didn't look possible. And now he's on top of the world, and you got to take your hat off to him for that.
And he's going to lose in his first title defense.
You're correct about that. Unless Cerrone manages to beat Nurmagomedov, he might be able to beat Cerrone. Actually, he has beaten Cerrone. So if he is able to face Nurmagomedov, then I think that's going to be a different story. I definitely think that the Dagestani fighter is going to defeat him if they have a rematch. I mean, he already beat him in the first place.
True, but how? Well, where's Pettis in this picture? I mean, doesn't he get a rematch? He was considered like the most, like God inside the octagon. You and I, like, he was amazing. And then, boom, he loses. He's still amazing. Got rocked early, but he loses. And now they're not talking so much about a rematch. That's what I'm trying to say. I think if they hooked it up again, I'd go with Pettis.
I could see Pettis winning that. I mean, I thought he'd win this one. But I think he's definitely going to have to shore up some holes in his grappling game. I mean, I think the punch did affect him. I think that definitely played a role. But he had five rounds, and he was mostly on the ground for those five rounds.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what's up, Zach. Once you get rocked early, once you get buzzed early, when you really get buzzed, I mean, like, and when I say buzzed, folks, I'm talking about when you're looking over at the guy and there's three or four guys, and you look over at the referee and there's a couple of different referees. I mean, it's the same guy, but there's two figures standing there. And you're not, wait, is it the guy on the left or the guy on the right? So you're really buzzed. Sometimes you can never get it back together. You can never recover. I don't think that Junior Dos Santos recovered after Cain Velasquez popped him in the early part of that second fight. He never recovered and got his butt whipped for the entire five rounds. Some guys, they survive for like four or five rounds, or they end up making the distance. But getting hurt early, striking early, and striking early effectively, I think that's what Rafael Dos Anjos did, and I think that was the key to his winning.
Yeah, I definitely think that he employed that strategy. You know, he has the power. They were saying that he was too slow going into the fight. I heard Chael Sonnen say that he was as slow as molasses moving uphill. But, I mean, those molasses punches were able to land, and maybe the timing was what played a role for him in that.
Okay, UFC 187, May 23rd, MGM Grand. Your boy John Jones taking on Mr. Rumble, Anthony Johnson. Why is it people want to root against John Jones? And it isn't the cocaine. You know that. I don't have a problem with doing the cocaine. I mean, I see a Syrian Pete all the time with the cocaine. It's not a big thing, okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's not a big thing. But the low testosterone level, and people don't understand why I keep beating this horse week in and week out, but if you got the T levels of an 85-year-old man, 0.29 to 1, when it should be 5.0 to 1, I think there's something going on there, so therefore I've lost all respect for John Jones. I'm sorry. I just have.
I can't blame you for that. I think that I don't even think that was a reason that people don't like him. I think that people have used that as a reason now, but I definitely think that there's a lot of factors that come into play. Some people will just write it off as, oh, well, people don't like to see a black fighter winning. I don't think it's necessarily that. I think that a lot more of it is that he seems to want to come across as a good guy so much, but at the end of the day, he seems like kind of a jerk. You know, you see a lot of the stuff he does, and it's like, well, he doesn't really seem like this, you know, figure who's above everybody else morally. And then the cocaine comes in. It's just like another indication of that. You know, when he first won his title, he said that he would never, a DUI or something like that would never happen to him. And then he gets into an accident a few months after that. You know, that kind of sums up his career perfectly. It's like he says one thing and does the opposite, and then seems to be appalled that the fans don't take to him. But I think he's finally getting to a place where he really doesn't care what fans think of him. And I think you're seeing, ironically, a more likable John Jones, at least in terms of the way he's putting himself out there.
Yeah. We're trying to be politically correct now. I am a member of the World Boxing Organization. In fact, they gave me that Lifetime Achievement Award, all that kind of good stuff a few months back in Las Vegas. Now, in 2015, we were supposed to go to the Philippines for our annual convention. And then the Department of State and a couple of other people said, you know, maybe you don't want to go to the Philippines, right? So they canceled the trip to the Philippines. We're going to go to Florida instead and do it in like October, November. But the UFC, they're not worried about the Philippines at all. They're going to Pasay City in the Philippines, the Mall of Asia Arena, with Frankie Edgar and Uriah Faber. They're going to do this May 16th. I think this is a super fight. This is a super fight between two super fighters, but yet it doesn't seem to have that pay-per-view glare to it, or the pay-per-view glamour to it, when it is actuality a pay-per-view match, Edgar and Faber.
Yeah, you know what? This is a fight for the hardcore fans. That's what it really comes down to. The casual fans may not be as familiar with the two. I think Uriah they're more familiar with, but Frankie Edgar maybe not so much. But this is a fight for the hardcore fans. You know, this is a fight that we all want to see, because we know that stylistically it's a matchup of two guys who have been at the top for a long time. And it's a matchup that, you know, you've kind of seen them compete, and they've had a lot of success separately, and now you're going to see them come together and see who really is the best between these two.
You know what's sort of funny is that on that same card, Uriah Faber, of course, and Frankie Edgar going May the 16th in the Philippines, Mark Munoz, the Filipino wrecking machine, is going to take on Luke Barnett. Mark Munoz has been beat up really bad. I mean, really bad. Didn't his doctor tell him to retire a couple of months ago?
Yeah, he did. His doctors have been telling him to stop fighting for a while now.
Yikes, man. And Gegard Mousasi is in the co-main event, the middleweight co-main event against Costas Philippou. What's going to flip there? Mousasi or Philippou? Who's going to go home with their head hanging?
I think Mousasi's going to win that one. I just think he's a better fighter. Costa Philippou, if he can catch you with a punch, I think he can probably stop anyone in the division. But that's the thing. He hasn't been able to catch people with his punches, and I think you've seen him exposed in his last few fights. So I definitely would lean towards Mousasi in that one.
UFC fight night. Next up, Fox Sports 1, Mendez and Yamas. That's April the 4th, April the 11th. They go, of course, to Krakow, Poland. Krokop and Gabriel Gonzaga 2. And, of course, UFC on Fox, Lyoto Machida, the Dragon, versus Luke Rockhold, April 18th. That's UFC on Fox. Wow, that's free TV from Newark, New Jersey. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. I'll do a couple of scores after the break. I'm about to wrap things up. Give us a call if you want. I got a couple of minutes. 1-800-878-7529. Assyrian Pete, take me to the break.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
57 minutes past the hour. This is your Sports Byline Broadcast Network update, sports update. Of course, the University of Kentucky, 68-66 winners over Notre Dame. It was a close game. University of Kentucky played very poorly. Their coach went bananas afterwards. They still will win the national title when they beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin's winner, 85-78. That was over Arizona. Now, guess what? Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson hit a home run, but it was in batting practice. Zach Attack Young, why is that news?
I don't really know. I mean, I guess that's good for him that he could do that in batting practice, but that shouldn't be dominating headlines or anything.
I mean, come on. The guy, he does this every year. It's sort of like he has a little bit of fun. He goes down there to spring training for the last couple of years. There was a couple of teams that were interested in signing him before he became the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. You know, but I think when you look at all these guys who were able to play both games, I think Deion was good, but I think the best was Bo Jackson.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's who you automatically think of when you think of a guy who played more than one game and was successful. You don't think of Michael Jordan. I mean, as great as he was at basketball, you don't really think about his baseball career.
Okay, let's talk about college basketball. At the end of the day, it's still going to be Kentucky, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that. It's hard to pick against them, Pedro.
Sort of like hard to pick against Floyd Mayweather?
I think so. I mean, we haven't seen him beat. We haven't even really seen him that close to being beat.
Does Manny Pacquiao bring anything to the dance besides the fact that he's Manny Pacquiao and he was a fiery little guy that was knocking out big guys a few years ago when he was alleged to be on Flintstone vitamins?
Well, he brings speed, and he brings hand speed and foot speed. That I do think that he brings. I don't think that his power is as great as some people seem to think it is, but he brings hand and foot speed and the southpaw stance, which is always a good advantage.
Zach Attack Young, all the best. We'll talk next week.
All right. Nice talking to you.
The great Zach Young, folks, from the City of Angels. Of course, he is the stepson of Donald Sterling, former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm just kidding. Assyrian Pete did a good job tonight. Only screwed up about 19 times, but last week was 30, so you're getting better. Outside of that, I thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget to download that iHeartRadio app. Just go to iHeartRadio.com, get your Sports Byline shows, take them anywhere you go, on your tablet, your smartphone, or your computer. Bottom line is iHeartRadio and Sports Byline, hand in hand, bringing you sports 24/7 all around the world. Until next week, peace and love.